Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show. Now, here's your host, Ray Eye.
Baby, you can hear me on the radio, little Reba McEntire. Hear me on the radio. We're talking some radio here deep within the bunker. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. This is your handsome but yet humble host in our last segment on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Last week on Storytime, we talked about the adventures and the history of outdoor radio, and this is part two. We're going to take you into part two, and this is more history than it is the adventures because we had a lot of the stories last week. On last week's story time, I talked about how we started at KFNS 590 The Fan with Mike Ferris and came in and no information, nothing, and they just threw me on the air. But prior to that, I did some outdoor radio in our St. Louis area here in the Midwest. We had some outdoor radio shows through the years. Of course, Bill Seibel, Tony Albright was over in KMOX for 20 years, and that was a Sunday night show, and I was on that show quite a bit. Of course, we had the Outdoor Guide magazine show here in St. Louis, and I was a guest on that show, some outdoor radio show there. Outdoor Dan started as Hunter Dan, changed to Outdoor Dan, guest on his show. And, of course, my great friend Harry Canterbury over in Illinois did a lot of shows with him. And great people, great time. Of course, I did the Glenn Hegelman Target Communication hunting shows, and we would always go into the radio shows there with Harry and do his show to promote the deer and turkey and the seminars. So now we're going to get started. We're going to go right into it. I'm going to tell you some history from the very beginning of my association with radio and outdoor radio. Here we go. Okay, boys and girls, set close to the campfire. It's story time with your Uncle Ray. This story time, the history and adventures of outdoor radio and my involvement through the years for our show here. As a kid, late at night in bed with a small transistor radio, listen to KXOK, Johnny Rabbit and Bruno. Your imagination would run wild. Little did I know in later years at the St. Louis Boat and Sports Show at the Turkey Seminars that I would actually meet Johnny Rabbit. And one can't help but to remember some of the movies with Wolfman Jack in the radio studio and all the radio stations in our St. Louis area when I was a kid. And little did I know that at some point in time that I would be able to go inside of those studios and do some radio with those very shows. First time I was on radio, I was a teenager in a cafe doing some turkey calling. I used to call with my voice, and I was calling with my voice. A gentleman came over, we were all laughing and having fun, and asked me if I wouldn't mind coming on the radio station, KJCF, and do those turkey calls. And that was the first time I saw the inside of a radio studio. Then in the mid-70s, with Ozark Mountain Calls, I was doing in-store promotions and seminars in the Walmart stores. We were selling product to Walmart. And the local radio stations, when whatever Walmart I would go to, would ask me to come into the radio station and talk about the promotion, which was set up with Walmart. So I learned quite a bit about radio stations and how to talk on the air. Then as I got into the early 80s, with turkey calling contests and seminars, whenever I'd go to an event, we'd go to the local radio station. That was every place we traveled back then. Any place you did a show, a seminar, or there was a calling contest, the radio show guys would either come out and do a remote from the program, the seminar, or the contest, or you would go into the station, into the radio station. Some of those were pretty funny. One year in Union, Missouri, went on with Pappy Pemberton, Verl Pemberton, Jim Toby, and a couple other turkey guys. We were having a turkey seminar at the archery range. We were on air in the local radio station, and they asked people to call in, and my relation lives up there. My cousins called in and was talking to me on the air and making fun of me and things like that. And as we get ready to go to break, Jim Tobey says, "Boy, if it wasn't for your relation calling in, there wouldn't be no blankety-blank anybody even calling in." Guy went berserk. That went out on the air. We were still on air. Another interesting thing about radio is in the old days when you won a major calling championship, a competition, radio stations from all over the country would call you. I don't think they even do that anymore, but I won the national championship in Yellville, Arkansas in 1984, and I was on radio stations from New York to Texas to California on the morning drive time shows, demonstrating calls and talking about my win. Of course, I traveled with the NRA Great American Hunter Tour in the early 90s. We did a 20-city tour in every city. I was one of the spokespersons for the NRA's Great American Hunter Tour and would go into the local radio stations. And also here in St. Louis, when we presented seminars in one of my other story times, I talked briefly about this, but you would go to all the radio stations to talk about the seminar coming up in St. Charles or the seminar we had in South County or wherever we were doing a program. And we went in WIL, KMOX. We went to every radio station, KSHE 95. Met all the guys. One of the shows I went into, the announcer says, he was kind of making fun of what I do, and he said, "What exactly does a turkey hunting seminar speaker make?" And I leaned in the mic and said, "A lot more than a radio show disc jockey." I shut him up. With the National Wild Turkey Federation, national conventions, we go into a new city. Recently, of course, in Nashville, Tennessee, we went to the radio stations down there. But years ago, with Carl Brown, when we come into town, we go to the different radio stations. And I, one year in Indiana, where they had the national convention, me and Carl Brown went to a radio station where there was actually a cornfield outside the window. And the gentleman in there showed us and said, "This is a microphone. You want to speak into here. I'll ask you a question." And he was treating us like we were kids. And little did he know that both of us have been on radio hundreds of times. And at that time, the movie was out, Good Morning Vietnam. So me and Carl looked at each other when he started talking real slow on the air and says, and introduced us. We were in Jasper, Indiana, actually. I yelled, "Good morning, Jasper, Indiana." And then Carl took it from there, and I went back. We absolutely freaked this guy out. And, of course, then in 1997, 98, we had the Sportsman's Classic here in St. Louis. We did all the local television stations and all the radio shows. And that's where I went on to KFNS 590 The Fan for the first time, was promoting the Sportsman's Classic. And it was a Thursday night show with Mark Adams. And I brought our speakers over, Leigh Wiseau, Tom Hugler, Mike Handback, the guys we had on the show, over, and we did outdoor radio with those guys. Also, in the history of, you know, we used to do this radio show, and it was on cassette tapes. They'd give us a cassette tape of the show. And then when it went to CDs, that was pretty cool. And we actually would mail like 100 CDs of our show out to other radio stations. We did that for about 4 years. Then, of course, this electronic media, there's no reason to do syndication or to mail anything with the internet. We can do a live feed just about anywhere. Remotes are fun. We've had some great remotes. We love doing the remotes, going out and meeting the public. And those are the most fun in outdoor radio. That's where you get to meet the listeners face-to-face, and they are so much fun to travel and do these radio show remotes. Now, there's nothing wrong with recorded shows, and we record some stuff at times, and I understand podcasts and all that. But for me, there's nothing like spontaneous, live radio, especially when it comes to outdoor radio and sharing the outdoors. And Mike Ferris, where it all started with me, with KFNS 590 The Fan, told me, "You can promote and advertise and do whatever you want to do. Longevity on the radio show, people will find you." And that's been so true. We've had such a great run on this radio programming. The stuff we used to give away, we gave away $1,200 worth of product, muzzleloaders, black powder, chairs, furniture, calls, equipment. It's been an amazing run, been so much fun. And without all of you, our listeners, it would have never happened. I would have never been on the air without all of you. So we thank you for that. Keep that input coming. Appreciate it, each and every one of you. I love you to death. And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray. AI Radio is brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Arm yourself at mossberg.com. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, home of the Black Diamonds, Wild Turkey, Waterfowl, and Predator Choke Tubes at IndianCreekSS.com. Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky at DoveCreekWagyu.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
The men who died, who gave that right to me. her still today, but there ain't no doubt.